You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Te Huia, the railway linking Waikato and Tamaki Makaurau, is coming to the end of its five-year trial. Despite a rocky start in 2021, Te Huia has proved popular with its riders, with the Waikato Council waiting to hear back from Waka Kotahi New Zealand Transport on a proposed extension for another year of funding. With the future of the inter-regional railway line uncertain, I spoke to Lindsay Horn, spokesperson and committee member of the transport advocacy group The Future is Rail, about Te Huia, regional railways and the future of rail in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Kia ora, Lindsay. So first of all, how can I refer to you?
I'm Lindsay Horn. I'm one of the spokespeople and I'm on the National Committee for The Future is Rail. We advocate for long-distance passenger trains in Aotearoa.
Awesome. So in the news, there's been a bit about Te Huia. So just starting off, what is Te Huia? Where does it run? How many people use it? Why is it important?
Te Huia is an amazing service. It's a passenger train service that connects the Waikato through to Tamaki Makaurau. It launched in 2021, and since then it's increased its services. So it was originally thought that it was going to be a commuter train, and it definitely is. We see a lot of people using it to commute for work. But what was not anticipated was just how many other people are using the service. So we see a lot of people using it for study, so between different universities and education providers. We see heaps of people using it for shopping, especially with IKEA opening up. We see a lot of older folks using it, especially because it's got super gold access. And also a lot of caregivers and people with young children who struggle to be squished in a car with a two-year-old. It's really nice for them to be able to get up and walk around. So we see a lot of different people using the service, and in particular over the weekends. And in both directions, we see a lot of people from Hamilton and Waikato coming up to Auckland, but also the other way around as well.
So what is the current situation being faced by Te Huia?
Yeah, it's a real shame. In Aotearoa, we don't really have a great setup for inter-regional public transport. Obviously, a lot of our metro centres have really great train and bus systems, but when it comes to travelling longer distances and inter-regionally, we don't plan for it as well as we could. So Te Huia has been set up on a temporary trial for 5 years, which not many other countries do this, right? Like, if you're going to invest and set up a service, they really do commit to it. Whereas here, Te Huia, unfortunately, is on a five-year trial. The good news is that it's doing really well. It's reached all its patronage targets. It's reached its emissions targets. And they've added extra services. But that trial is coming to an end. And we are really hoping to get that trial funding rolled over into a permanent service and on permanent funding, so that Te Huia can not only stick around, but so we can start discussing its future. So, for example, adding more stops in the North Waikato. I think anyone who's gone through that area and seen as the growth of Pokono and areas like Te Kauwhata, I mean, it's just crying out for a train station there for people to get on board. And I'm a Tauranga girl, so I would love to see the service getting extended to Tauranga and the Bay of Plenty. Like, imagine if you're in Auckland or Hamilton and you can jump on the train to Tauranga and the Mount. I mean, it just makes sense. Like, half of our population lives in the Golden Triangle, and any other OECD country would have booked this in a long time ago.
Yeah, so during the trial, Te Huia has faced a couple of issues, so looking particularly at COVID-19 and its brief ban from Auckland, and of course the railway works in Auckland. How does that factor into the future of the rail given this kind of trial period?
Yeah, so Waikato Regional Council at the end of last year requested a one-year extension of the trial, which we are in complete support of. It makes a lot of sense. Te Huia has really started on a bit of a tilted stage. So it opened in 2021 when a lot of the COVID lockdowns were happening. Anyone who's been in Auckland is very familiar with the fact that the network has been shut down a lot last year, for good reason. You know, we've got City Rail Link opening up later this year, but it has meant that Te Huia has been not able to run into the Auckland network. And, you know, if we're going to have big decision makers making a call about whether Te Huia will roll into permanent funding or not, and it will be based on this five-year trial. We really want to give Te Huia a good shot. And like I said, its trial period has really been on a tilted stage. So the extension to give it one more year as part of the trial will again just help show that the good standing that Te Huia has.
Yeah, so I mean, you mentioned before that Aotearoa New Zealand kind of diverges from a lot of countries when it comes to rail. So historically, how have we kind of dealt with rail, and what's brought us to this kind of situation?
Yeah, I mean, we have had amazing rail networks in the past, and we have, like, this essentially Aotearoa has been built off the back of our rail network, and it wasn't even that long ago that we had train services to the Bay of Plenty from Auckland. It was called the Kaimai Express. We also had the Silver Fern, which was an Auckland to Wellington service. We had trains coming in and out of the beautiful Dunedin Railway Station. We had trains through to Taranaki and up to Napier. Like, rail is a big part of our history. But just like anything, it costs money to maintain the services and to maintain the tracks. And unfortunately, New Zealand stopped investing in our rail network and started just pumping money into the roads and the motorways, and just honestly billions of dollars into roading. And rail really has fallen to the wayside, which is a real shame, because if you imagine all of the freight that we see on rail, if that got pushed onto the roads, anyone who's in those towns where those big trucks pass through can attest to the fact of how important our rail network is, particularly for freight. And then if we've got a really great freight network, it just makes sense to also have passenger rail on those services as well.
Yeah, so thinking about that kind of infrastructure, I can think, you know, of recent examples of the ferries across the Cook Strait, there being quite a bit of furor around whether they were rail-enabled or rail-compatible. Do you think there's much appetite in Aotearoa for more rail?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the people who have their heads screwed on. It was such a ridiculous decision to ever consider not having rail-enabled ferries, and it was a real... I just think it was a really poor decision that was made in snap judgment. And then when the political parties who made that decision realised just how important rail-enabled ferries are, and not breaking the backbone of our main trunk line and separating the North Island and the South Island without a rail corridor, that obviously got overturned, and we now are seeing rail-enabled ferries because the realisation struck of just how important our rail network is to Aotearoa.
Yeah, and obviously since we're in a climate crisis, and rail does provide, comparable to other forms of transportation, some of the best energy efficient, climate efficient transportation, what would a future, lasting future plan for rail in Aotearoa, New Zealand look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously at the main metro centres is where you get a lot of shorter, more frequent distances travelled, which is why it's so amazing that Auckland is going to be getting the City Rail Link. But if you're talking about emissions, it's really like those long distance trips where you get bigger bang for your buck in terms of reduced emissions, which is why we're so passionate about long distance passenger trains. So one trip between Auckland and Wellington, or between Auckland and say Tauranga, accounts for like hundreds and even thousands of those more shorter 2 or 5 kilometre trips. So you get really great bang for your buck when it comes to emissions. But you know, for me, it's not just about emissions. That's a huge part of it. But there's so many people who are unable to or scared to drive on our unsafe roads. I mean, like I said, I grew up in Tauranga, and the Kaimais are really dangerous to drive over, same with Karangahake Gorge, and especially when we're seeing a lot of big trucks on the roads and people travelling at speed. And rail is one of the safest ways that we can get around, especially if you think about parents who have teenagers on the road, or they want to travel with their young kids, or if you've got elderly parents or grandparents that you want them to come visit. It's just a really safe and honestly a really dignified way to get around. My favourite thing is when you just see like people hanging out on the train, having a tipple, you know, cracking open a beer, having a glass of wine while they're driving, while they're on the train and catching up with their mates. Like, it's just a really classy way to get around.
Right, so looking forward to this weekend, your advocacy group is going to be holding a rally?
Yeah, 100%. We really want to show community support for the service. And so we are gathering at Frankton Station in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, at 2 p.m. Tahui is going to roll on through at around 2:40. So we're going to have a big celebration event. We're going to get a photo next to Tahuia. And we are also going to be launching our petition that calls for not just the continuation of Tahuia, but its growth. So adding more services, more stops in North Waikato, and also extending it through to Tauranga and Bay of Plenty, because the electrification of that line to Bay of Plenty is already happening and it's already budgeted for, so it just makes sense to have a passenger service happen at the same time. We hope to see lots of people there, so come, bring your friends, it's going to be really fun. I've hit up Mr. Whippy to see if he wants to come along, and yeah, last time we hosted an event like this, we had over 200 people show up, so it should be a fun time.
That was Lindsay Horn, spokesperson and committee member of the transport advocacy group The Future is Rail, about Te Huia and the future of regional rail in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.